Ah, this is so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's like anti-man, but...
I'm not taking offense to the amount of pink.
Welcome to my home. You are welcome here.
I'm excited to be here. Should I be putting this on?
Why not? No time like the now. It's all recording.
Oh, we were recording the...
Yeah. Oh, don't worry. That's what editing's for.
Great. I'm incredibly loud.
Okay, let's kick this off. Steven Rogers.
Hi, Tori.
Welcome to my stupid podcast.
I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you on. Fellow comedian.
Yeah.
You know, and quite a bit farther than I, but fellow. We're going to say fellow.
No, fellow. Fellow comedian.
We'll call you a fellow.
I'm a fellow comedian.
Yeah, you tour with Nate Bargatze and Tom Papa. You got your new special out, Half of We.
Yeah, and Brian Regan, just in case he watches.
Wait, he has that. What do you mean?
I opened for him as well.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to. Yeah. Well, this
careful,
is about you.
It's my rent on the line.
Sorry. Those are your three guys?
Those are my three guys.
Your dudes.
My
How'd
three
you get
dads.
Connected to them?
Brian saw me at a festival.
Which one?
Lucy Fest in Jamestown, New York.
I don't do festivals.
Yeah.
I
don't
should.
Really. Well, yeah. I would do it.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah.
Worked for you.
Well, that one I think is a fluke. He was headlining the. Ice hockey arena there.
Oh, wow, arena.
Yeah, and well, Jamestown, New York.
lost your career there.
for a hockey arena, I think we.
I can edit that out. I'm just kidding.
No, yeah, kidding. I think he would have made the same.
No.
I've done big arenas with him. Mm-hmm. The Jamestown Ice Hockey Arena.
Uh-huh.
We could all be doing that. I think you and I could co-headline it.
Okay. Put it on the bucket list.
I love Jamestown, but it was funny. I think that's their theater size. Uh-huh. Like they don't have a theater, so they're like, here's your
room.
Let's get rid of all this. I love you, Brian. No, it's all right. But he did his show. I watched him do his show, Big Arena.
Oh.
Then he went over and watched the show I was on. It was like a showcase show. And then saw me, liked
this
me.
This guy, he's got something.
Yeah, he's like, that guy will never make fun of the size of the arenas I do.
Yeah.
They're big. I love you. Please, more dates. And then Tom Papa saw my cordon. And
okay.
Then...
when'd you do that?
So you saw it too. 2019. and then Nate, I started opening for him a couple years ago.
How'd that connect?
I'll tell you.
I'm asking.
I know. I'm slightly embarrassed by this one.
This is good. It's the stupid podcast.
Go,
the right
perfect.
Place.
This was back
you
when
you sent him a letter.
Basically, I didn't send him a letter. But,
a carrier pigeon.
My dearest Nate, and I wrote the link. I didn't.
You left a drop of blood.
I emailed. This is back when you could contact his website.
Okay.
I emailed his website on a bet on myself. Mm-hmm. I was waiting to headline at this small club, and I was like, you
small
know.
Small again, jeez.
Yeah, you know, makes
you
me look
name
bigger.
The name?
You know, it's me. I'm just too physically big for all these venues. You ever, you know, we have these moments as comics where you're like, you know, you just spiral. You're,
mm-hmm. Oh,
you're like,
yeah. I know the spiral all too well.
Yeah, yeah.
Every time I post on Instagram, I'm like, should I delete this right now? But then the algorithm will be mad at me. And then I'm like, do I archive it?
Yeah.
Do I tell my friends to like and comment?
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Those are the things we got into this to think about.
Yeah, yeah.
So
you go to the website.
I told you this coffee was going to unlock some bits. I really did.
You're one sip in. That's scary.
And look out. By the end of this, I'm going to be doing act outs.
I can't wait. I request the raccoon act out.
So I sent him my two late nights.
Okay.
You're a big fan of both, so I don't have to tell you about those. But
it was like 2017, 2019?
You might be right.
Okay.
That's actually pretty good.
Look at me.
But I sent him those, said, hey, I opened for Brian Regan. You know, I'm clean, blah, blah, blah. I know you have...
Well, no AIDS. Sorry.
I sent him my my physical, the results of my my blood sugar and my AIDS test. Just kind of like, I think we should always be asking for stuff, obviously to a respectful amount.
Well, you don't get what you don't ask for.
That's right.
I learned that lesson the hard way, which I won't bore us with that story, but it's pretty good, but later.
I mean, now I won't. That's all
no,
I want.
Sorry.
So I was like, hey, worst case, I hear from him just as much as I did before this email.
Correct.
And, then a couple months later, I opened for Brian Regan, huge theater. And next door, Nate was doing a theater. It was in Boston.
So you showed up.
And and Joe Zimmerman, you know Joe Zimmerman? Mm-hmm. Great comic.
Okay,
New York guy. Shout out to Joe. He does big clubs. All right, this is stupid.
Keep the bit going.
Careful. I will. They were going to play a poker game in the green room after the show.
Who?
Nate and the crew.
How did you know that?
Joe told us. And Joe and Nate's tour. So Nate's tour, but okay. They threw Joe. We're mm-hmm. like, come by after your show. So all Brian, Brian's girlfriend, tour manager, and myself went over and played poker with all of them.
Are you good at poker?
Here's how I...
I don't see you keeping a poker face. Sorry.
No, you're right. Okay. But now I want to see if I can lie to Sorry. You during this yeah. and get away with it.
Okay.
You've just created a challenge.
I'm excited for this.
start the clock. played poker. And during it, I was like, man, I hope he doesn't know about this email. Because now it's weird. I'm like that guy. You know?
Please, can I have some spots?
I'm not going to be able to top that.
Sorry.
No, stop apologizing. No wonder we get along. It's great. You're just saying sorry for being grit.
I'm a people pleaser.
Yeah, I know. You were like, I hope this is okay that you're on this side of the couch. And I was like, this is someone we're going to be fine. But yeah, so we play poker. It was fun. And then at that point, I'm like, I'm just going to, this is the story. I got to play poker with Nate. That's mm-hmm. fun. He's, I'm a big fan of his stuff and, working, I didn't work with him at the time, but I like being around that kind of stuff
mm-hmm.
and, nice guy, funny guy,
yeah.
In the hang. And then, we, and on stage,
good hang.
So then after the poker game, he comes over and he puts his hand on my shoulder and he goes, and we'll get you some dates for the new tour. And I was like, oh yeah, that sounds great. And I was like, does he know about the email? is it because of, a couple of the comics on the show were friends of mine. Mm-hmm. So I was like, maybe they're mentioning me. Maybe it's just because I came in with Brian. And because Brian's a hero to Nate and all this stuff. So
really?
Yeah.
I should know better.
I'm telling you right now, Brian Regan, top comic.
Okay.
And you should watch I Walked on the Moon.
Okay.
It's on
my to-do list.
It's on YouTube.
Okay.
You can put it on this thing.
Perfect. You like the jellyfish?
Television. I do like the jellyfish. Is this for me?
I'm autistic, so that's why I put the jellyfish on. For those listening, I have jellyfish playing on my TV just as a nice visual. I hate a black screen. Black mirror screen, I just, mm-mm.
Really?
Hate it. I feel lonely with a black screen.
I do too, yeah.
So this is me having a friend.
That's a good idea.
This is how you live alone for 3 years. The jellyfish are my friends.
Well,
sorry, back to Brian Regan.
Looks like I'm going to have to download this jellyfish app.
It's just YouTube.
Yeah, I'm being stupid. I point for those listening. I pointed at the sign behind us. It says stupid. All right. I'm having too much fun. That was two sips. What are we talking about?
It's coffee, just for those listening.
Anyways, thanks for being
on my podcast. I poisoned Steven, actually. Little do you know.
By the end of this, I'll think you're a jellyfish. So, yeah, and then I started opening for him on that tour. Yeah.
Were you really nervous going into the first show?
Yeah, because thankfully I joined him when he was still in theaters. Mm-hmm. So I'm familiar with doing theaters because of Brian and Tom, and they both do big theaters. And so I was comfortable, and thankfully, like, the other openers, I, like, know a good amount of them.
Mm. How many openers are there?
Per show, I don't know what it is for this. You mean for per show or?
Yeah, like in my experience, it's host, opener, headliner.
Yeah, so that's
I guess the bigger shows. I don't do theaters, so.
Right. Well, you can do small ones.
Yeah, I can.
So anyone can do a small one. But so when I'm with Brian and Tom, it's me and then them.
Got it.
But when I'm with Nate, it's host. And three openers.
Wow, okay.
That do maybe eight to ten.
Eight, okay.
And then Nate.
Got it.
Nate goes last. That was...
Right.
Yeah.
He closes for you guys.
Yeah. We ask him to close for us.
Mm-hmm.
So I started doing arenas, and those were intense.
Yeah. Because Nate does, like, a surround.
Yeah, he does in the round. So they're all around
you. What was your first experience doing this? Do you, like, spin around, like, a top? You're like, and then you get a joke, and then you get a joke. And you get my ass.
My closer is me vomiting violently.
You spin around while you do that?
Yeah.
So everyone sees?
So Brian, the first time I did in the round was with Brian. Mm-hmm. There's a theater that's outdoor in a tent.
Mm-hmm. That's the worst.
It was actually good.
Really? Because usually the laughs in outdoor areas just disappear.
Well, it's like tented to a point where it actually works.
Low tent.
Yeah, low tent. Uh-huh. Nice. TM. That's really good. No, it was a good comedy. I didn't even think about how good that works for comedy. Like, you always say low scene. I'm saying your joke back to you.
Thank you so much.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, I love when people do that.
Women love it.
I love it when you're in a large group and then someone says your joke louder and then they get the credit.
That drives me crazy.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's that's why I yell my jokes now.
Yeah. Like, that was mine. That was my tag.
I hate when you're in a conversation with a group. You ever say a thing and it's the one thing that everyone leaves quiet?
Yeah.
Thanks for letting me experience it live.
So I was trying to remember the time I felt that, but it was 2 seconds
ago.
I wanted a new one for you. Got it. So your first time doing this round was like you didn't know how to do it or what?
The first time I did it in the round, Brian thankfully gave me some advice.
What was his advice?
For $20, I'll tell you. No.
Is this on my Patreon?
Yeah. So, do you do act outs?
A few.
Great. So, this is perfect for...
I know what they are.
No,
and
I know.
And I dabble in them. Here and there. Nothing quite like your raccoon act out.
Thank you. Man,
you gotta watch half of Wii.
This is great. I gotta tell you, just...
I mean, 100 people might watch this. That's as far as this reach goes for now.
So. Hey, episode 21.
Yeah, you never know.
That's right. So if you're doing an act out, you want to stay in the direction of your act out, the entire act out.
Got it.
He gave me the example because, you know, you're as a performer, you're worried about the people behind you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like that particular joke, it's not.
Eat rocks.
How'd you know what he said?
Yeah.
Were you there? Yeah. But like he's like he did an example of like if you're doing a bit and you're at a hotel desk, you can't in the middle of the bit turn over here because the desk is over. You just established that the desk is here for the act out.
Oh, I see.
But if you're doing like a joke where there's no act out, you can start over here. He's like, just don't have a predictable pattern where they'll get bored.
Okay.
Like, don't pace in a circle.
Got it.
So you
do zigzags?
Yeah.
Like you're trying to like lose an alligator?
Yeah. Serpentine.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
You run in zigzags.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe for hippos, I don't know.
No, that's for alligators. Yeah.
Look at me.
Yeah. It's one time I did it for a hippo and it was embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah, but he almost got you.
The hippo was like, you don't need to be doing it. I'm not one of them.
I don't even want to eat that. Yeah. I lost my appetite. That's interesting, though, because you have a really long act out that you really commit to where it's like what feels like 30 seconds.
I know which one you're talking about.
So yeah, so if you were to commit to one side of the room for that, and it's very minimal, I feel like it's more of like the way you don't move because you're enacting a sloth.
Yeah.
So I couldn't, I don't know if you do that in that, those scenes where it's like, imagine doing that and everyone was just like, what the fuck?
So thankfully, with Nate, you're on a screen, you know, like that.
Like the jellyfish.
I'm in this.
Unfortunately, there's no jellyfish playing on it, but.
Yeah, there. That's just the problem is it is me. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, tell me about it. Every morning, I wish jellyfish were in the mirror. Yeah, the screen is thing. There's a whole, like with Nate, there's three tour buses. Uh-huh. There's a.
He puts you on the back one, and he's in the one.
I'm on the shortest tour bus. So there's one for crew and all this tech and stuff, and he brings his own screens. These, I mean, that's really talented. Yeah. Everyone's awesome, too. Like, everyone's really nice, and they have, like, they bring a portable. Like little fire pit, and at night we'll all like
s'mores?
We don't do that, but you know,
what a missed opportunity.
That'd be stupid. No.
Imagine if you bring s'more ingredients next time. They're like, "What are you doing? Like, this is genius."
They're like, "I really think we got to watch Steven. I think he's going through something." Yeah, they're all great guys, and they, you know, for the most part, by the end of a weekend, know your act. Mm-hmm. I mean, I change it up.
Way to switch it up.
I change it up.
Okay.
Because honestly, the first time I did that sloth joke in the arena, some of the people that couldn't see me freaked out because they were like, why don't I hear Steven? Oh. Did something happen? And then they come out.
The sound booth was like, oh, no.
Well, the sound booth can see me.
Oh, okay.
But the people backstage or, like, in the locker. Because we have locker rooms for green rooms. Wow. Like, hockey players. Because we do big hockey arenas. But they couldn't hear me. So they freaked out. And then they come out and they just see me doing a sloth. Thankfully, it crushes. But, wanted to throw in that it crushes.
No. I mean, I saw.
Be the clip?
Yeah. Like, I'm hysterical. I do arenas.
You cut it. You cut it so it sounds like I'm the most
arrogant. Just make you look like a huge arrogant asshole. Yeah, you start with the, like, he was at a small little hockey rink.
That's great.
Yeah, this is good. It's good. You'll never get booked again.
Thank you. It's an honor.
I'm going to Altria Theater to see Nate in June. I'm so sad.
I know.
Won't be there.
I'm bummed that you're.
How come you won't be there?
He didn't ask me.
How often are you on tour with him?
I'm on tour with him a lot this coming year.
Not in June. How often do you switch up between Brian, Nate, and Tom pretty like regularly?
Yeah, that was so cutting, and then you just went right in. No, stop apologizing. I'm in your home. I'm like, you have dominion here.
Yeah, you're right. It's pretty evenly split between the three of them.
Yeah, well, you know, you're giving me a lot of credit. Like, I'm the one that has a choice.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, I too follow bigger comedians around.
Right.
And I say, please, can I have some more?
Yes, exactly. So what will happen is, you know, I kind of go, thankfully, I don't know if you do this. I'll look at their calendar.
Mm, I do that.
Yeah. And you already know what I'm going to say. And I'm really like, and I can kind of guess what ones I'll be asked for. Yeah. And then I'll book my own stuff around that.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Do they cover like hotel and travel?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'd like you to book me a flight for this date. Sometimes, I hear the weather is pretty nice that time of year.
Yeah, I'm not even going to the gig. Yeah, I'd like to go to Key West, Florida.
It's getting pretty cold here in New York.
I know you're doing Fargo, but I would like to see the Keys. All three of them have tour managers that are really... Tour managers are great. It's like nice, like... I'm very blessed that everyone I work with is a good hang, and like, so I'll like hang out with them all during the day and stuff.
Do you hang with Nate, Tom, or Brian?
Mm-hmm. I would say Nate, I actually see the most.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
I do too. Tom, I hang out with a lot, and then Brian is a big napper.
Oh.
So I'll see Brian. I hang out with Brian more at night.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your usual schedule like on tour? Like for me, when I am like in a new city, I like to go to the latest, like the local coffee shop,
mm-hmm.
see the vibe, mm-hmm. maybe write some jokes.
Yeah.
Soak it in.
Yeah.
Wander, go on a little stroll, like a dog, kind of like explore the town. Troy literally called me a dog once. He's like, you're just gone all day. Like the dog that you leave in the yard and you're like, where'd he go?
You don't go with him? He doesn't come with you?
He's more of a napping type.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So yeah. I
go, you know, entertain like an only child.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm like you.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm doing some strolling. I go to a record store.
That's your thing?
Yeah.
I
went to the record store near you before I came here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Which one?
Am I allowed to say where we are?
Oh. You can say the name of the store.
If anyone
is that creepy, then
yeah,
I deserve to die.
I'm not going to say...
Okay, that's smart.
Yeah, I'm going to say a Manhattan record store.
Cool, yeah.
And pretty
good.
Pretty thoughtful guy.
Safety first.
That's right. Yeah. Only I know where she lives. sorry. That was a risk. I'm glad you left. Yeah, anyways, I am sharing my location live while we do this. I hope that's okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
But don't worry, they won't be able to get in.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of your... I couldn't figure out
my virtual doorman.
Yeah.
He's tricky.
Yeah, he didn't like me.
Yeah, he picks and chooses.
It's yeah.
like a sorting hat in Harry Potter. He went to Slytherin. But I liked you and it's fine.
Thank you.
Yes.
But yeah, I'll walk store. Around. Yeah, yeah. I'll... Sometimes I'll do the touristy stuff, but mostly it's coffee shop, walk around. If there is a local food that I really want to try.
Oh, I got into that really hard at first, and then I got really fat.
Same.
Yeah, it was. I was like, oh, you don't need deep dish because you're in Chicago. It's 40. It's like a million degrees outside. You don't need to do that.
I do get deep dish every time I'm there.
Really?
Yeah.
I've actually never had it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
I know.
It's a.
I just don't think you feel good after, right?
Who cares about that guy?
Yeah.
Every time I'm in Chicago, I order I don't know how to say it. Giordano's, I think.
Sure.
You know.
Very Italian.
And I'll get a pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I'll usually keep it to myself and eat the whole thing.
Smart.
Mm-hmm.
Then you roll into a record store with your greasy fingers, touch all the records. You're like,
that's
is this
right.
vintage?
Yeah.
Like, is this an original?
What do you mean I get to keep it just because I touched it? Wow.
It's a good tactic.
This is a good place.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's my usual
like that.
MO.
Yeah. I love to look up what's the thing. Like when I was in Ohio, it was Skyline Chili.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like, when am I going to eat chili? I don't know. I'm trying to think of the unique. It's always barbecue.
Yeah,
always.
Barbecue's
it's like,
huge.
Wow, barbecue again.
Yeah.
Be original. Everywhere you go, it's like, we're known for a barbecue.
I love it.
So is everywhere else.
Yeah. Where have you been recently? What did you get?
Recently? I was just in Baltimore, but I'm from there.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't really get any Baltimore things. I was in North Carolina, didn't do any of that.
Wow, well, you're living it up.
Much. Yeah. What's your favorite room? Or theater? Do you prefer clubs over theaters?
It is certainly case by case. I like theater. I would love to be a theater guy at some point.
Yourself?
Yeah.
Big ones?
Big ones.
Mm-hmm. None it's of this... probably hard to... I've experienced this where like you are in rooms that are filled and you're doing shows to so many people and then you're like, Stephen Rogers live! And then you're like, oh, I gotta move tickets.
Yeah.
Not to put my own shit on you, but
nope.
That's my experience. And it's really hard when you're like, I can make... In your experience, thousands of people laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Where are they now?
I struggle with that.
Yeah.
Nashville this weekend. but
this is coming out on Monday.
I was in Nashville. You guys weren't there. I can tell you, you guys weren't there. Dallas, May 22nd. Yeah, what I'll do is, it is a stress that there's no escape from other than just doing what we're already doing.
Yeah. only way out is through has been my latest quote.
Yeah, and boy, have I had to say that to myself a lot lately. You guys wouldn't understand. But what I'll do is usually book a club where I will have already been.
Okay, smart.
With the headline.
Yeah.
So, like, when I open for... And all three are very encouraging of that, thankfully. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure Troy's the same way. Mm-hmm. And what I'll do is do my set and go, by the way, I'm at this club, this date.
At the end of your set?
At the end of my set.
Wow. A plug at the end.
Yeah. I ask for permission, but they're all good.
Do you say, like, follow me on Instagram? Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I make all of it funny.
Got it.
So everything is a joke, but
That's
I am...
That's really good.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to plug yourself. And especially, like, I don't do it when I'm on the road with people, but it's because I've never had those conversations and I don't have a joke for it. I'm like,
right.
I'm a white woman. It's all I have is my Instagram. That's as far as my joke gets. It's like, this is all I have.
That's great.
Thank you. Maybe I'll keep it going. But
yeah, keep it going.
Thanks. But yeah, it's a good, interesting feeling. So I'm sure getting, like, the sign off to do that is...
Yeah.
And making it funny.
Making it funny. every line...
How do you do it? You want to do your jokes?
Sure. I'll give you some of them.
Okay. Watch me do all of them.
You can do them. I mean, they might not make sense for you, but
I'm a white man.
I'll go... I'll always do it all of this before my last joke.
Okay.
So I'll say... I gotta get out of here soon. My parents are picking me up.
Okay, so love that you had that.
Yeah, that's in my special. Yeah.
Was that your parents that actually picked you up? Mm-hmm. That's so cute.
Yeah.
Were they watching?
They watched, and then when I would do the reveal that happens in the special, that's when they, like, where I go, hey, I'm gonna try something new. Mm-hmm. That's when they would get up and go outside.
Got it.
So they never saw
the closer.
The closer, but they knew. Then I had to tell them that I was single.
Oh,
no, I'm joking.
I was going along with your bit.
You did so good.
I figured they knew.
You did so good. I believed it.
Pretty good.
I'll go. Gotta get out of here soon. My parents are picking me up. I go.
Big laugh.
Big, and then I gotta wait.
Yeah, you're right. Sit in the laugh.
This is me. I was giving you how long it takes. All right, no. So.
Sorry,
I'll finish a whole bottle of water because they're still laughing. All right, sorry. I don't know how I'm going to... You're encouraging this fake arrogance.
Sorry.
No, stop apologizing. I'm sorry. I'm fighting for women to have to apologize less. Unless it's to me for
Thank
what
you.
They've done.
Right. No more apologies.
So then I'll do that, and then I'll say, if you guys want to block me, it's Stephen Rogers Comedy. And that's a little silly one.
That's fine. A little opposite, a little Jedi mind trick.
A little Jedi. Well, you know, sometimes I'll say, follow me. It actually matters for comedians if you follow us, or block me. Just move the needle. And I'll also say, I have a special on there on YouTube, and I'll say with that. And if I'm with Tom... I say, Tom likes this. I go, my special was produced by Nate Bargatze and Brian Regan because Tom said no. And that's another fun one. So I just, like, every promotional thing, a joke should be at the end, in my
opinion. Yeah, no, I agree.
Because, and they're also, like, it helped. For me, it makes the medicine go down easier.
Totally.
Because I know I have to do it. Because the only way I seem to get followers is if you've seen me live. Mm-hmm. And so I do that. And then I'll say, I'm going to be in your I'm back here in May on this date.
Get out your Google calendars right now.
Yeah. And I'll go, it's a little smaller than this. And, you know, because it's usually a giant place.
Yeah.
And then when they clap, I go, thank you. But none of that matters if you don't come. And stuff like that. So
okay.
Just... Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's great. That's really good feedback or like just advice in general. Cause
sure.
I feel so hack being like, please, but it's like butts and seats is really what we're doing.
Yep.
There's no, we can speak to nobody.
Yeah.
That's not what we're doing.
Yeah. I mean, I do my best to be a good opener as far as this is not my show.
Right.
This is about who comes behind, you know, who's after me. I didn't like where that sentence was going. And then if they're okay. And usually no one's going to take you on the road that doesn't want you to succeed.
Yeah.
So most likely they're going to be like, yeah, please. And then sometimes they'll mention it after they go one more time for Steven Rogers. Mm-hmm. They'll say...
They'll plug your dates?
The one that I just said.
Wow, yeah. That is so nice.
All three of them are very nice men.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah. There's so many good, and you know, there's so many good comics. It's, you know, everyone's good at comedy if they get to a certain point, obviously. But I mean, like, good people, mm-hmm. where you see that they were treated good and they're trying to pay it forward.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm trying to do.
I love that.
And then I just have to be successful in order to pay it forward.
Right. That's you got a lot of giving to do.
Yeah.
You're carrying a lot. You're that's like, right. Who's going to take the, yeah. I don't know.
I would have my openers promote where they're going to be, but there's no room smaller than the one I just did. So I don't know.
And you bring your friends.
I bring my friends.
Peter Wong
and Taylor Yarish.
Yes.
And sometimes I'll blackmail Sam Evans.
Nice.
But Sam Evans is a headliner in his own right for sure. Taylor and Peter headline, but not these rooms that I'm doing. So mm-hmm. it's really fun because I know that they're going to eventually just be headlining all the time. Mm-hmm. So it's like, well.
While you got them.
While I can. These two are like two of my closest friends.
Yeah.
If you want to come, this is where I'm going to be. I usually, like, I would like to be able to take women, but the way I make it affordable is they everything. Sleep in my room. They share everything.
Mm-hmm. Bed, toothbrush,
my meal, mm-hmm. my tub.
Right. Love that for you guys.
I was trying to find a way to make it creepier, but bed kind of takes it.
Yeah, the toothbrush I thought was pretty good.
Yeah, it was.
I didn't get good enough left.
Let's do it. Wait, do it again?
No, I don't want to do it.
Do it one more
time. That's over.
It's over. All right, now put that one that laugh and put it there.
Perfect. There we go. I'm not that good at editing. So usually I don't edit these at all, honestly.
Oh, great.
If they're good. Sometimes people are like, can you edit that out? I'm like,
yeah, there's nothing.
I go into Adobe and start clipping. I don't like that cut tool.
I got to tell you, your Baltimore just came out. Yeah, that was great.
I'm not going to apologize.
I don't want you. Hey, that's good.
Thank you. I'm learning. I love this. Yeah.
Taylor from Baltimore.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. Did you guys start together or how did you guys all connect?
I met Taylor through Peter. Okay. And Peter I met when I moved to the city.
When was that?
2017.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to turn 2016.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess it's a competition.
It is.
I didn't know it was.
Yeah, I won. But I left during the pandemic, so.
Oh, really?
I lost that year.
Yeah.
I got scared.
Yeah, it was a scary
time. Did you stay?
I stayed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're New York strong.
I'm New York strong.
I'm a little bitch.
You know, can't confirm or deny.
Did you enjoy your pandemic?
I got lucky, you know. At the time, lived with my ex, mm-hmm. and...
which she spoke about at length that you're special.
Yes, that's true. The whole special was kind... Most of that stuff was written during the pandemic.
Really?
Like, as far as, like, if you look at it, it's a lot about my home life,
uh-huh.
and it's a lot... And all that stuff. So, got the cats during the pandemic. Both of them. Benny, my hairless cat, was right after the pandemic.
And they're both yours?
They're both mine now.
Okay.
I got the cats in the breakup.
Lucky you.
Yeah, pretty great.
Yeah.
But women are saying red flag.
Well, the cat is it's a unique choice.
Yeah. It wasn't my dream to have a hairless cat, but I will say they're amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
They're like a special... Like characteristics about them?
Yeah, they're super social. Mm-hmm. He won't stop talking. And but he hosts game night.
Mm-hmm. Poker.
All right, none of these are gonna poker. That was great callback. Man, I mean, this is great.
I know.
You guys should
call Nate. I'm gonna send him a love letter.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I just sat with your opener and kind of didn't level up. So I got to clean up my act, though. That's for sure. That's something I really do want to work on. A lot of just, I'm like, oh, no. Gee, golly.
way you're playing both parts. You're saying the dirty thing, and then
it's honestly, I really, it's funny. I didn't really realize it until I was asked last minute to open for this woman named Shannon Middleton. She's new to comedy, but she's got this big following from a reality TV show.
Okay.
So she did City Winery, main room sold out, and then I got a text that morning like, "Hey, you want to come open for Shannon?" And I was like, "Sure." And I had my day job all day, so I'm just like, you know, in my Excel sheets all day. And then I was like, oh, I got to go do that show. And then it's like a sold out room. All the girlies are out with their glasses of wine. And I'm like talking about like abortions and dropping babies and screaming F-bombs. And I was like, mid-set, I was like, this is not a hosting set at all.
Yeah.
It went well, you know, crushed, as you would say. But I definitely got off stage like, oh, gee golly.
Yeah. Yeah, you clutched your own pearls.
Yeah, I did.
I think dirty comedy's great, but it is, like you're saying, a hosting set. It could, easing them into the show.
Yeah.
It could be harder. Doesn't mean it's, you know, you had a great set, like you're saying.
No, yeah. It went well, but I think there was a few,
yeah,
you know, like, then they laughed, but yeah. It was like a, whoo.
Well, also, like, from a reality TV star, if they're there to see her, they might not be comedy people
they
either.
They were not.
Yeah.
Which is, I was kind of excited. I was like, check out this tagline.
Yeah.
Watch this joke structure come to life.
Right? Yeah. It's so, that's the best thing in the world.
I was like, I'll show you, crazy kids.
Yeah.
Get ready for your next act. No, she was very kind. I'm very grateful that she shared her stage with me.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I couldn't stay. I was managing Greenwich afterwards. So I was like, back to my dungeon.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, you open for someone and then you go back to your life.
Yeah.
And you're like, I have some work to do.
Yeah. But it was cool. It was a good experience.
That's great.
Thank you.
So you're trying to clean it up.
I am.
Yeah.
I am.
What?
But then it's less fun and there's some punch to some.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I got to find my way.
Everyone can be clean and still be themselves.
Do you have any dirty jokes, or are you just not your style?
I have some things in the
works. You have to can that whole last special.
Yeah, I do have to can the whole special. That special's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's dead now.
Yeah, yeah. So is what I was talking about. but not
you
the cats.
You can't write those jokes anymore.
No, I can't. It kind of worked out.
It did, yeah, because you're like, these are irrelevant now.
Yeah.
It's funny, I was watching like, I don't think that's the case anymore.
Yeah.
And then at the end, you picked up your little piece of paper and I was like, there it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done. You really committed, though, to the, like, I care so much and they're so great and this is so... And those things are obviously can still be true. And, but it was, I was like, wow, he's really, like, doubling down on this material.
Yeah. I will...
It's impressive.
Thank
Good
you.
Actor.
Thank you. Thank you. That means a lot. Yeah. Well, I don't like lying in my act.
Well, you did that whole hour.
I did for most of it. I did. And
you did.
I did lie. Poker face.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You did.
It did come around.
Yeah, it did. Look at that.
Yeah.
You already lied to me for an hour. You don't need to do it now.
This is just the beginning. I when I was running the special... Uh-huh. You know, we broke up, my ex and I, right before I was going to... And I say we. She broke up with me right before the recording.
Uh-huh.
And, which, yeah.
Sorry.
No, it is funny.
When did you record it?
And I laughed and laughed. The only way I cried after that breakup was from all the laughing.
Right, right.
All right, I think we're at 6 sips. I'm sorry, what did you ask me?
Jellyfish yet?
Yeah, new ones.
Oh, we did get new ones. What did I say?
So we broke up in July. Uh-huh. I recorded in October.
Got it. So you had a lot of time. You could have been like, scrap the, you know,
yeah. Well, and I wasn't going to bump the special. She moved out in September.
Uh-huh.
So it was like a month after she moved out that I recorded,
mm-hmm.
and where I was like officially over.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would run the hour on the weekends, and I would be like to Peter or Taylor, I'm like, I cannot go up there and pretend to be engaged. It's not who I am anymore, and mm-hmm. to pretend it's like hurting.
Yeah.
So I would, you know, write to get through all the stuff that I was going through.
Like in your journal?
Yeah.
Not jokes?
I would try to be funny, but there's certainly some dark stuff in there.
For sure.
And I would go on stage, do the hour, but then go, you know, so that's the thing I'm recording soon, but I have something I'm going through. You guys interested? And then I... Basically the special. Exactly what I did for the special.
I lied to you.
Yeah.
For an hour.
Yeah. I wouldn't tell it like that, you know, because then they
gotcha.
Would... But it was hard because it was almost like a mini thing version of what I went through, because they would think everything's fine and then I would hit them with this.
Yeah.
It's not. Yeah. And then I would tell all these jokes. And
Not a Murderer really was good.
Thank you.
Really good.
Wow.
That cracked me up.
Oh.
Would have been a good time to do it.
Women love that joke.
It's funny.
Oh, man.
Well, it's because it's true. It's like the domestic violence is like it's like the number one like killer of women.
Yeah.
Well, so that, it's dark. It's horrible. But it's
horrible.
True.
Yeah.
And the way you so innocently deliver that, it's funny. It's
Thank
kind of probably your darkest jokes.
It is.
And you can tell it so well.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Man, I got to tell you, I'm going to download this episode and make it my ringtone. This is great.
I mean it.
I'm glad I wore one of your shirts for this. We're wearing the same shirt if you're listening. You know, I knew you're a black t-shirt person, right?
Yeah. I own like six of these.
Yeah. I was like putting it on and I'm like, there's a shot she doesn't wear one.
No. No. Absolutely not.
Well, I took a risk.
Yeah, it's okay. It's kind of adorable.
It is adorable.
You're wearing different pants.
Yeah.
It'd be weird if you were wearing these.
Yeah. I'm sorry you fell.
I got dragged behind a truck. Yeah. It's trying to dodge an alligator.
Yeah. Oh, man. A callback.
I know. I'm full of them.
This is
Hopefully
great.
Nate doesn't get his hands on this.
No. Yeah.
Watch
Why?
Out. Because then he's going to be like, I'm going to book her.
Oh, that's fair.
Just kidding.
I'll make sure he'll never see this.
No, I already outed myself as a dirty whore.
That's all right. You know? Some people like that.
Some people do.
What's something clean that you are working on? Or are you trying... Like, you say you want...
When I get through a good few bits that don't have fuck or are mean or, like, gross, I'm like, you did it.
Yeah.
I mean, my parents have come to a bunch of my shows.
Nice.
And I feel like if I can say it in front of my dad, I can say it in front of anybody.
Yeah.
So there's enough, you know, but there are some jokes where, like, I would never tell in front of, like, someone that, like, knew me growing up.
Right.
But what's funny is I did the Comedy Loft with Troy last January, and my friend's parents came, but they didn't tell me which show they're coming to. And this was like my friend's parents were like the strictest parents, were like when you would get to the house, they'd be like, call from the landline.
Oh, wow.
Because she was a bit of a, you know, a little snake in the grass, and they had her number down. So he was just really on us, you know, like just big on like, no drinking, are there boys there? You know, that kind of dad where you're like, And so when I saw his face after the show, I think all the blood drained out of my body. Because I told this one joke, which I don't think I need to say into the podcast, but I'll tell you it later. But it's gruesome. It's like no dad should hear a young girl that he knew growing up say that.
I'm excited.
But what's funny is that I had a fan that, of mine and Troy's that came and sat across from them. I call them Franz because friend... fan.
That's a good...
I don't like calling them fans.
That's a great term.
Thank you. But my friend was there, and she sat across from my friend's parents, and I pulled her aside after, and she was like, no. I was like, did he watch the lip injection? Was he, like, listening to that joke? And because I have a joke about lip injections, and it goes dirty fast. Mm-hmm. And she goes, he slapped the table laughing so hard at that.
That's
joke.
Amazing.
Right?
That's
and I
really
was
great.
Like, damn, I wouldn't have included that. And she goes, he was bent over slapping the table.
Wow.
So, yeah, it goes to show, it's like, I'm sure you've been given this advice where it's like, don't change your act for the audience.
Agreed.
And that was one of those lessons where I was like, oh, I'm glad I just did my set.
But right.
It definitely is one of those things where I'm like, I put it on the internet, actually. And it was one of those jokes I put out being like, I have a day job. This is not PC, but...
Yeah.
I'm a comic. That's how I gaslight myself into making poor choices.
I think that face was great.
Thank you. For those of you listening, I made a pretty good face.
It's great. You should watch the YouTube while you're on there, half of we. But yeah, I have, my mom has multiple sclerosis.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. You didn't do it.
Did you do the ice bucket challenge?
No.
Oh, that was ALS.
That's ALS. Yeah, we don't have a bucket challenge yet.
You gotta make
one. I know, we're trying. We're gonna do like peanut butter or something. Yeah. You know, something different. That's the first thing I thought of.
That's weird.
I don't know why that came to my mind first. But anyways, do the peanut butter challenge. Send it. Tag me and Tori.
And your mom.
And my mom. Anyways, so I have bits, not at her expense, but about like growing up with a mom that has MS. And you can, you know, you feel the audience get tense. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of been like that with anything I talk about that I'm going through. The people that get the most tense are the ones that don't relate. And they're like, it's sort of like people that can do a really good race joke. The race that's laughing the hardest is the one that jokes about.
Yeah.
But like, I've had people in wheelchairs come up and go, oh my God, I love that stuff. You should talk about it more. And then like this broken up engagement stuff, I've had like mostly men come up going, my fiance and I broke up. Thank you. That's so great. You're talking about that and all that. So yeah, I think it's like, so, you know, there's probably some women with, you know, something done to their lips.
Totally.
They're so glad.
Yeah.
Maybe he had lip injections.
Yeah. They can laugh at it. Yeah, I've definitely gotten feedback from them. But, yeah, it's definitely like a fine line where you never want to offend people. But you're also like, I'm joking. You know? Yeah. The classic, like, tap the mic. Like, it's a joke.
Yeah. Well, I feel like they know. You're a genuine person.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Look at this. We've gone from I'm sorry to huge, huge thank yous.
You've come a long way.
Yeah. And, I think they can understand that we're being genuine for the most part.
That's true.
I think anyone that gets upset, there's two ways. There's one, someone's not really being considerate with the joke, mm-hmm. or two, the person was looking to be upset.
Yeah.
So
it's misunderstood.
Yeah.
Totally.
That's why when anyone's upset with me, I go, you were just looking for an excuse to be upset.
You just don't get it.
Yeah. You just don't get it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. As long as you like furrow your brow and say it like that, you just don't get it.
You just don't get it.
Yeah.
Right?
Make sure you wave off their feelings.
Like this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just don't get it. Look at that. What a good pro tip.
Right?
That's great.
Thanks.
I've been reading the Mel Robbins Let Them Theory.
Oh, what's
you know that?
That
book? It's a big, for the white girls, we love, it's all about just letting people do what they want.
Oh,
you
really?
Just let them. Like if someone hurts your feelings, you go, let them.
Really?
Yeah, let them. If someone's rude to you, let them. They don't text you back, let them. And it's all about like releasing control over like their actions.
Sure.
And then taking back your control over
Wow.
But what people don't know about the theory, everyone's talking about it on TikTok, but it's all about letting them so that you can let yourself then take control.
So what, give me an example.
The example she gave in the book where she came up with the example where it was birthed from, her son was going to prom and like didn't plan anything, like typical boy, you know?
Yeah.
And they all wanted to go to some Mexican restaurant, but there was like two tables. And she's like, you're a group of 15. Like, you can't do that. Like, she was like panicking about making plans and reservations. And then it started like downpouring and she had just got him like new sneakers for the prom. And he like went to run outside and she's like, you're going to ruin your sneakers. And then her daughter just pulled aside and was like, mom, if they want to go to that Mexican restaurant and like he wants to run and like ruin his shoes, like just let him. Like, what are you going to do? And she said suddenly she was like really relaxed, like fuck it, you go to that Mexican restaurant, no one will fit, and I don't give a shit, like do your thing,
or man,
ruin your shoes, it's not my problem, those are your shoes. I'm sure she paid for them though, but again, she just suddenly felt lighter. And then she experienced like going on Instagram and all of her friends were hanging out without her and she was like, what the fuck? And she got really upset and then she was like, let them, like mm-hmm. I haven't talked to them in months, like why am I getting mad, like let me look in the mirror and be like, I haven't called them.
Man.
Why would they think of me? And it's all about like letting them do their thing and releasing your like feelings and taking control over your own.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, big stuff.
That's huge.
Call me Mel Robbins.
I like it.
You seem calmer now.
I am calmer. Yeah. That actually really did something
to me. It has really helped me, because the reason I bought the book was because a friend was being mean to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so my first move...
I'm not laughing at that. You made a face.
I know. Because it's in middle school. My friends are mean. I'm 32 years old. Like, literally, like, some of them like didn't text me every birthday. And I'm like, I'm an adult. Like, I can't be mad that someone didn't text me happy birthday.
Right.
Like, they didn't even respond to my Instagram stories. Right. That is the bare minimum. But again, I'm an adult. I think at 32, you can't be like, what about my birthday?
Right.
But anyways, there's just like a few series of events that happened with a friend where I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So then I saw some TikToks and I thought, you know, let me buy the book.
Man.
And then I didn't read it for like 2 months. Because that's how I buy books. I buy them and then I put them in my closet.
I do the same thing.
And then I'm like, this is going to change my life. And then I don't touch it. And then I get hurt again and I'm like, oh, I got the book.
That's right.
So then I got my feelings hurt again and I started reading it and then I was like, fuck that bitch.
Wow, that's great.
I'm kidding. I was like, okay, I don't need to, like, you know, take control over this. Like, I'm sure there's a reason why she has her feelings, I have mine. And instead of, like, I like the saying, like, squeeze your hamster. Yeah, it's kind of weird, but, like, you know, instead of being like, wait, it's like, do your thing.
Sure.
So.
That's amazing.
Thanks.
I like that.
Thank you so much for letting me go on that rabbit hole.
I love mental health stuff.
Me too.
I'm a big fan.
I think it's a big comedy thing. Like, I think a lot of comedians are into it.
I think we're... because
we're mentally unwell.
Yeah.
That's where it starts.
We are mentally unwell. I just realized that you have something on your counter that says single and fat.
Oh, yes. I was like, is there a rat?
No.
The way you paused, I was like, there's a rat. Yes, it's olive oil.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it does resonate, you know?
Yeah. I got to get it.
I'll buy you some.
Thank you.
My friend actually started the company, or a guy that I know, friend not really, it's like a weird story, but it's his company.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
It was his Instagram handle one day, he just made it, and then he started an olive oil business, and then...
That's great.
He gave that handle to his business, and then he took on Still Single and Fat.
Man,
yeah, it's beautiful branding.
It's beautiful.
They make
branding.
Hats and sweatshirts and stuff.
Oh, that's great. They should also make tissues.
They should. Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. For crying.
You're lonely.
It sounds like that relates. Yeah, you really.
How did you know?
I think you referenced crying times. From laughter. To clarify, from all the tissues, from all the crying, from laughing.
I'm a big sucker for accents,
uh-huh.
And yours comes out when you do some punchlines at my expense.
That's
so
funny.
It's like, it's great.
I don't mean to do that.
No,
I'm
love it.
I apologize, actually.
That's good.
Good, thank you.
You know, just let yourself.
Be.
I was trying to get.
See, I don't even know I do what I do. I feel like living alone. I'm just like, I do these weird things sometimes. Like I don't talk to myself that much, but I'm like, oh, I didn't even know I did that.
Mm.
Recently, I was just on the road with Ian Lara at the Port in Baltimore. Have you done that?
Yeah, no, I've not done
it. It's a fun room, but I kept laughing. I go poof like that, and he was like, "Why did you just do that?" And I was like, "What?" And he's like, "You don't laugh. You just like make this weird." Noise and I was like, I didn't know I did that.
Yeah,
you gotta sometimes you just need someone to be around you to like be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Sure, that's fair. Yeah. That's what good friends are for sure.
Yeah, I think I need to get checked more.
Yeah,
check yourself before you wreck yourself.
What's that story that you were gonna tell if you don't ask for?
Oh yeah, I mean, okay, so the story is, and and then we'll wrap this up. I gotta make sure I ask you all your questions.
Oh,
I think we covered them.
You have a list of questions for me.
Yeah, it's just kind of what we talked about. But I do have one that we haven't covered. And
all
then
right.
We'll make it about you at the end, and then we'll wrap it
That's
up.
That's all I want.
Yeah, this is about you. So.
Wow, it's like being in a relationship again. Feels good.
I'll make you cry. But so the story is I was babysitting. I would babysit a lot. I always, from like age, like from eighth grade on, always babysat. And I've hung up my cleats. I hate it. I'm done. But I did it a lot. And at one point, this family went to like Croatia or like Turks and Caicos on some like rich family vacation. The guy was like, the two parents didn't work. They were like an heir of like Purina dog food. And they were like kind of rude, but like whatever, overall fine.
Mm-hmm.
So they had this beautiful mansion in Colorado. I went to school in Colorado. And this like 6-bedroom home, like, sauna, pool, you name it. Like, and I was like, fuck yeah, I'll watch your three boys and chill at the mansion for a week. But it was a week. And then a snowstorm hit and the kids were kind of bratty. And like, it was just me and three boys. Like, that's a lot.
That is a lot.
In college. Like, I was 21.
Okay.
Maybe. I had just graduated. And I'm thinking I'm going to make $1,500. Because my friend worked for a family across the street. And she would make thousands.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm, you know, I made a few compare games, but I was like, whatever, I'll work for them. $1,500. Like, it'll be like, you know, that'll be that. And like at one point, like the alarm went off in the middle of the night. Like, it was really stressful. And I was starting my new internship at this pretty like legit ad agency. So I was like on edge, plus doing this. Like, I'm getting them to school. I'm picking them up. I'm making all their meals.
Wow.
I'm
cleaning. Like, you're a mom.
Yeah. For a week of three boys. Practices, you know, it was a lot. Laundry. So they come back and I was like, thank fucking God, I'm at my wit's end. They're like playing lacrosse in the house. I'm like ready to go. And before I was leaving, they hand me the check and the dad goes, we really thought about this, with like a smirk. And I'm like, oh wow, like this is gonna be a fucking payday. He hands me a check. I don't look at it, obviously. It's rude, you know, you don't look
at
it.
I agree.
Like, when you get a comedy club check, you just put it away.
Yeah, and put it
like,
away. Yep.
So I look at it in the car and I was like, what the fuck is this? What the fuck is this? It was like $700, which maybe I sound bratty saying it out loud, okay? But for the work I did for a week, 7 days, all day, every day.
$100 a day.
Yeah. And it was, there's a dog involved. I had to like walk the dog. I had to clear the driveway of snow.
Oh, you had to shovel.
Yes, I shoveled for hours.
Wow. Yes. I don't think their driveway.
Long.
Wow.
It was like 20 yards.
Wow.
Yeah, I was sweating. So between the driveway and all that, I was like, okay. And then it just didn't sit right. I called my mom and I was like, what do you pay the dog sitter when she watches the dogs? And she was like, at least $100 a day.
Yeah.
If not more.
So that's one of the jobs
you did. I was paid a dog sitter fee.
Yeah.
So then I texted the family and I was like, thank you so much. However, I know we didn't discuss costs before you leaving. However, I was expecting at least $1,000. And they were like, whoa. Yeah, right? I was like, I didn't think that was... I was standing up for my... I feel like you're like crawling in your skin right now.
I love that you stood up for yourself.
You hate this story.
I don't hate the story. I hate that it didn't go smoothly.
Yeah, they were like, what?
Yeah.
And I was like, what do you mean, what? You underpaid me. And then I went back to the house. They like gave me basically not even what I had asked for. They're like, here's another $100. And then we really never talked again. And then I babysat one other time. And I'll never forget it. I was at the bottom of their stairwell. And they had like a four-story home. But it had this crazy spiral staircase that went all the way from the basement up. So it looked, it was insane. And the dad came out. He like just got out of the shower. He was like in a towel and he was like, here's money for the kids. Drops a $20 bill and I watch it flutter down to me. Yeah. And I just kind of looked at him and looked at the money and I was like, thanks. Yeah. And I was like, I am never working here again.
Wow.
But it was, again, not, that was kind of an add-on story. But, to give you an idea of who I was dealing with. But it was a lesson for me of I didn't ask up front. And I didn't... It's like you don't get what you don't ask for.
Yeah.
And it was the hardest way to learn that. One of the... I mean, again, maybe this whole story is like a privileged white girl story, but...
I disagree.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But yeah, that was when I was like, oh, you have to ask for what you get.
You really do. Wow. Yeah. It's an excellent image. That is really fun.
Just fluttering down to me. And I was like, wow, I'm really going to pick money up off the ground right now. After all that I've been through with this fucking
You didn't try to catch it before.
A dirty stripper? Yeah. Wild. So anyways, that's that.
Wow.
So kids, ask. Make sure you're getting what you asked for. Okay, I only have one more question we didn't cover. We really covered all of this. This is great.
Let me guess. Favorite color. Sorry,
what is your color?
Navy blue or forest green.
So man of you.
Yeah.
I feel like that's like a dude answer.
That's right.
Yeah. So manly. What's something that people don't know about you?
Wow.
I didn't think that's gonna hit so hard.
It did hit harder than I thought. I hit harder than I didn't know. Okay. Bought a guitar recently.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
People wouldn't know that about you.
No, they wouldn't.
They don't know about your latest purchases.
They don't know about my latest. Okay, I'll give you two things.
Okay.
Minus the guitar, but I want to say this to. I'm speaking to a woman.
Yes, I am a woman.
And you've been one this whole time.
And it's crazy. I'm still a woman, not a jellyfish.
I bought this guitar,
uh-huh.
And I promise. To my dying breath, your face is great.
No, I'm just listening.
I will not play for a woman.
Thank God.
Right?
I just think you sit there like, wow.
Yeah, I know.
It's uncomfortable.
Isn't it great that I won't ever do that?
I love this as a fact that no one knows about you.
Okay, let me. All right. I'm afraid of bats.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like deathly?
I don't know.
Like
but
a phobia?
I'm very afraid of them. So,
okay. Like if they come out, you're like, I gotta go home.
Oh, yeah. I've been in a couple theaters where there's bats in the theater. And,
really?
And one time it swooped Brian, and I went in the green room, and I shut the green room, and I put stuff in
Have
the
you
doorway.
Seen, Jumanji?
That's why I'm afraid of them.
Yeah, that scene will fuck you up.
That scene did screw with me. I can't. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid of them.
Okay.
And then I'll give you one more that people don't know. I watch Survivor every Wednesday.
Really? You've watched like all 25 seasons?
Ever since the pandemic, I've been into Survivor.
That's so funny. You could do it?
People tell me to submit.
Maybe that's your theater. That's when you do theaters after you survive. They're like, I saw this guy on Survivor. Let's go see him tell jokes.
I know, but then I'm the reality star that people come because I was on reality TV and not because of my stand-up.
We all have our starts.
Yeah.
I'm honestly down for a reality TV if it puts me on a bigger stage.
What one would you do?
Anyone.
Really?
Just not The Bachelor.
Right.
That's just upsetting.
Right. Like as the female that like is trying to date The Bachelor.
Yeah.
What about just, being The Bachelorette?
Yeah, but you have to do The Bachelor to do The Bachelorette.
Gotcha.
And I just, they're, oh, the whole thing is so cringe.
Yeah.
They're all just, you're not going to find your husband.
Right.
Stupid.
I like to yell that to women.
Yeah. On the street. Love isn't real! I used to yell that from a car with all my friends.
Oh, that's fun.
Especially at couples. That was our thing.
That's fun.
It was. We were big from the car yellers.
Yeah.
A lot of prank calls.
I see that.
Nothing like a good prank call.
What's your crowning achievement prank call?
I was more of a watcher.
I was
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I was like, you call him. You call him.
I was too.
I'll never forget. We when it was carpool, the parents just would tune us out, or they thought it was so funny. They like encouraged it. But anytime we drove past like a realtor sign, we'd get the number. And one guy was George McDowell.
I'm very excited.
Oh, and my friend Shelly is the funniest person I know. I wish she did stand up. She's so funny. And she.
Shout out to Shelly.
Yeah, Shelly. It's a weird name.
Shelly?
Yeah, C-H.
Oh, sorry, Shelly.
Yeah, yeah. So Shelly would call this guy all, like, literally, like, once a day.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, she goes, Mary, where are you? And he goes, this is George McDowell. She goes, well, I'm trying to find my daughter, God damn it! And we have quoted that for maybe 15 years.
That's amazing.
Mary, where are you? I'm trying to find my daughter.
That's so great.
Right? And we never knew what was going to come out of her mouth. And when she did that, we all were just like, where did that come
That's
from?
That's amazing.
She's so funny.
Did she know that she was going to do that?
Who knows? I don't
know. That's great.
She just dialed and then that's the first thing out of her mouth. Mary, where are you?
That's so great. I've reached that place with Peter and Taylor and Sam where you're just speaking in past.
Yeah, yeah. It's the best.
Hang stuff.
There's nothing like it.
Yeah. I had a hang with Peter this past weekend where I think we came up with 5 new things just by living through the day. 5 things went down where we're like, yeah, we'll reference this forever.
What's one of the best ones?
All right, I will be dirty for this one.
Oh. Don't start now.
I have to be. All right, look. I don't remember.
This is off brand.
This is off brand, and I don't remember where it came from. Peter, is a dirty comic, but when he opens for me, he's clean. And at one point, he said to me, I don't remember what he was, where it came from, but he goes, all right, I don't know if I, he goes, give me that big old dick, right? Uh-huh. And he was speaking as a woman. He was like, give me that big old dick. And he goes, well, it's two of those things. It's old and it's a dick. It's not big. Oh,
I
come
think
on.
I think
oh,
I have to be
no, we can't have this.
Was this just in conversation or was there like a reference?
It was in conversation. I hate that this is bombing.
No, no, it's and, okay. Maybe no. The people listening will find it funny.
Don't do that to me. But now we've been just going around. Whenever I see him, I'm like, it's old and it's like, because it's all right. I hate this. This is why I'm not dirty. This is why I'm not dirty.
Don't ever do that again. Hey, you have your avenue, and it's a beautiful place. Stick in that lane.
Keep that in just so people can see why they should see me do. Yeah. I know it's staying in there, but I wanted to make it seem like it was my idea.
Okay, yeah. No edits per Steven's request.
That's right.
No edits.
Actually, I have multiple edits that will be taking place. Oh, okay. Place.
You can do them. I'll give you the SD cards. Oh, man. All right. Well, we got to wrap this up. But where can they find you? What do you want them to do? What's your home address?
Wow. Well, is it a lot of single women listening?
Totally.
Great. Then there's, you know what? DM me for the
block
full
them.
List.
Block him now.
Please don't block me. I need you. No, follow me on Steven Rogers Comedy and all the things. My special is out. It's called Half of We. It's on Nate Bargatze's YouTube. It's good. Tori liked it.
Very funny. Great act outs.
Thank you. And then Raccoon. And yes. I'm on tour, StevenRogersComedy.com. And I'm at Tori's place right now, which is, and then I was gonna give the.
That's good.
That's where the. Oh boy.
Well, thanks for. Oh, I could cut it there, but why would I edit?
I feel like I was killing, and now this end's a real bomb.
Don't sit in your bomb. Move on.
I'm moving on.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for being on.
Thanks for having me.
I had a lot of fun
too.
Good.